here's a story from The World.
There's a new thing happening at some environmentally conscious companies, atoning for past pollution. That's today on The Big Fix.
Change is coming.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
What we do now will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
We've heard a lot about companies trying to address climate change and green their operations by using less energy or relying on renewable sources for power. Now, some companies are taking things a step further, addressing their historical greenhouse gas emissions. The World's Anna Kussmer reports on how one Dutch company is going about it.
If you have a skylight in your home, there's a decent chance it's made by Danish company Velux.
We basically invented what we call the skylight and the roof window as we know it today.
David Briggs is the CEO of the multi-billion dollar company, which has factories in 10 countries. Last year, the company decided it wanted to counteract all the planet warming pollution it's created making and selling windows since its founding.
Repaying completely our own historical carbon emissions so that by 2041, when we're 100 years old, we will have taken out of the atmosphere as much CO2 as we have put into it directly in that 100-year period.
But first, they needed to figure out exactly how much carbon pollution they've emitted over the years, starting from when they were a small Copenhagen workshop using hand tools in the 40s.
So we spent a lot of time figuring out how do we calculate, how the hell do we know how much CO2 we produced in 1964? So we developed a huge methodology to do that.
They came up with a number in gigatons of historical emissions. Then came the hard part, says Briggs, how to remove and store that same amount of pollution from the atmosphere. That's work they're starting now with the help of the Worldwide Fund for Nature in Denmark.
We were engaging with Velux because we think that it was the potential to raise funds for our forest conservation projects.
Sophie Tind Nielsen is senior forest advisor at WWF Denmark. Using money from Velux, her team is planning forest conservation projects in Uganda and Myanmar.
Where we are placing our projects, where we have a biodiversity hotspot areas that we've identified, and then where there is high deforestation rates or high pressure on the forest.
Tind Nielsen says to help meet Velux's carbon goal, they plan a conservation project like they normally would.
And if we have to calculate the carbon and the company wants to make a claim, then fine.
In Myanmar, it's Gaurav Gupta's job to put the money towards saving trees and restoring forests.
What gets me up really in the morning to go to work is how we can make Myanmar a conservation success story.
In Paun Do Gi village in southeast Myanmar, thatch-roofed homes are nestled among palm trees. Stopping deforestation here is a complicated task, says Gupta. It starts by understanding what indigenous communities need and how they value the forests that surround them.
So first is really to do inclusive land use mapping and land use planning.
Gupta says the current plan with the Velux money is to help communities advocate for their land rights, plant nurseries, and patrol their forests to reduce illegal logging, and help people find markets for things that don't require the forest to be cut down, like a root vegetable called the elephant foot yam. Dona Lele, who lives in Paun Do Gi, shows off a pile of the gray grapefruit-sized tubers in a video. She says the elephant foot yam is a blessing, the best thing they grow in the village. Gupta says to save and store carbon, you have to start by understanding people who live alongside the forest.
We are looking at the landscape level conservation, and this is just one block in the puzzle that we are putting together to address deforestation at the landscape level.
The work has been put on pause due to political instability in Myanmar, but Gupta says they're hoping to resume soon. The project is still in its infancy, and Velux CEO David Briggs admits it might be a niche solution.
I totally get that not every company can do what we are doing.
Velux has a relatively small carbon footprint to begin with and has the money to do this. This kind of project also faces some of the same problems as offset programs, where companies counteract their carbon emissions by paying for carbon storage somewhere else. It will be hard to know, for example, if forests protected by Velux might have stood anyway without their money. But the focus on historic emissions does help avoid some pitfalls, says Princeton University researcher Tim Searchinger.
If all you're doing is offset your historic emissions, then there's no downside, right? You're not, it's better to try than to do nothing. and because you're not emitting more because of that.
In addition to tackling its historical emissions, VELUX plans to reduce its future emissions by 50% over the next decade. This focus on historic emissions could be good for corporate responsibility efforts, and it could also be a new way to fund conservation projects, says Marco Lambertini, Director General of WWF.
One of the exciting things of today is that there are new methodologies that allow for a much more rigorous and credible carbon accounting, both in terms of calculating the emissions of companies as well as calculating the compensation by protecting habitats like forests.
Lambertini says conservation can play a big role in limiting warming and avoiding the worst effects of climate change.
This project wants to demonstrate, and I hope will, that actually this is a super effective way to, in the menu of tools, to fight climate change.
Companies addressing past emissions could help fund a cooler future for everyone. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.
From PRX.